You're listening to KRCU. I'm Dan Woods, and we're going public today with Stacy Dohan Lane. She's Community Director with Codify and the Marquette Tech District Foundation here in Cape Girardeau. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about Codify and the economic impact it has on the region. You might start out by telling folks what Codify is.
Sure. So Codify is on the 4th, 5th, and 6th floors of the Marquette Tower on Broadway in downtown Cape Girardeau. It was founded in 2014, and it originated as a co-working space where people can come in, do their business, working together, but more than just a physical space, which it is a beautiful physical space. We've got gorgeous views of the river. It's a wonderful creative environment to work in with gigabit internet. More than just that, it's very fast. More than just that physical space, there's this community of innovators. And they just naturally kind of group up together. You'll see somebody from a 6th floor office meeting with somebody who does something somewhat parallel on the 4th floor. And all of a sudden, you've got this new resource with this, you know, fellow coworker in the same space. So the community is what's really unique about Codify.
And there's been some very successful startups come out of this, right?
There have. So since Codify was founded in 2014, 33 startups have originated out of that space. And by startup, I just mean a business in the very early stages of operations. So you've got those 33 startups. And out of those 33 startups that have come out of Codify space, that's created 95 jobs in our community that were not there before. Hmm. So the economic impact in terms of job development is really significant.
That's huge.
Yeah.
What are some of the big names that folks might know?
So Cargo might be really familiar to folks. A ride share company. It's really a technology company that's connecting people who need a ride or who want food delivered, you know, with a driver who can provide that service. So the McDonald's on Broadway in Cape Girardeau, we drive by it every day, right? That McDonald's is doing about 10,000 restaurant deliveries through Cargo a month, which puts it on par with McDonald's in Atlanta and Chicago. And that's all through Cargo. So you've got this startup originating out of Codify space in downtown Cape Girardeau that's now adding these huge revenue streams to existing brick and mortar businesses in our community, you know, through this restaurant delivery. I'm always shocked at the numbers that Cargo does.
And that's just one of the businesses.
Exactly. We've also got a medical software company that's launched out of Codify space. When they started a couple of years ago, they were at about 2 or 3 employees. Now they're up to almost 20. So that's that many jobs in our community every day that were not there before.
So what are some of the, I guess there's other things in the works, other plans for more startups that are looking at growing there,
well,
right?
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that, Dan. We've actually got First 50K happening this summer. And that's, whenever Codify started, they noticed that there was a lack of access to early stage capital for these startups. So they dreamed up First 50K, which is essentially a startup competition where people who have a business idea and they're well on their way towards trying to make this idea happen come to Cape. They come from 39 countries and 31 states, and they present their idea in the hopes of getting a $50,000 free and clear grant. So last year's winner operates, again, out of the Marquette Tower. She's on the 3rd floor, Lindsay Radcliffe with Morningstar Behavioral Associates. She's grown her business from 2 employees to, again, almost 20. That's from one office to most of the 3rd floor. Again, jobs in our community that were not there before thanks to Codify's fostering that startup community.
Amazing. Stacy Dohan Lane is the Community Director with Codify and the Marquette Tech District Foundation. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Dan.